This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, January 11th. Well, I got to tell you, that CPI report today was a buzzkill. It's not so much that it was up 0.3%. The problem was the components. Owner's equivalent rent was up 0.5%. That's a reacceleration, and owner's equivalent rent's up 6.2% in the last 12 months. That's shelter costs. So high rental housing costs are still a big CPI problem. The other thing then there is medical costs went up 0.7%. They had been suppressed in earlier months, although a lot of people think the government was manipulating that data because it's based on profits of the healthcare companies. And then the we had electricity costs up 1.3%. We had used car prices up. So not the best CPI report, okay? Inflation's still falling, though, because we're cutting off some other months, and that'll become more evident in the next 4 months. The other comment I have is we're going to have the PPI tomorrow, and we do expect it to be much better than the CPI. It's been running a lot lower. We want to see goods prices falling because a lot of things we import from China, Germany, and things should be getting a little cheaper here. We also have a little stronger dollar. So we'll see if the PPI tomorrow is better, okay? The other comment I have is there was a sanctioned oil tanker that the U.S. had seized that has since been hijacked. It's now in Iranian waters. So now we have crude oil prices up. The Energy Information Administration reported a 5.5 million barrel decline in crude oil inventories. And it's 4 weeks in a row we've been depleting our oil inventories in America, so that's also helping crude oil prices. There's also a near-term glut of gasoline and diesel, so the prices at the pump might not be too bad. But, you know, the energy markets are still very interesting to watch, and the conflict in the Middle East is still keeping energy prices high. And, of course, the U.S. Navy and the British Navy are now shooting down more and more drones because, if you only have 18 drones a day, you had a good day in the Red Sea. So that's what's going on out there. Otherwise, we're just getting ready for earnings, and it's all going to be every stock for itself. The financials announce here shortly, and because the interest rates have come down, that normally helps the banking stocks. We don't recommend banks. I am an ex-bank analyst, and the banks should be profiting from the current environment we're in. Even if the banks do beat, their guidance will be crucial, especially the credit card issuers like J.P. Morgan, Citibank are big credit card companies. Everybody's going to be curious about the default rates, loan loss reserves, things like that. So otherwise, based on today's CPI, that means the Fed won't be cutting immediately. We hope that we get a dramatic fall in the PPI tomorrow. The personal consumption expenditures report will be later in the month, and then next month's CPI. And then it's just going to put more and more pressure on the Fed to cut sooner than later. But right now, the pressure's off. I will also add that economic growth is stalling. And it seems to be more of a global development, and that also could coax the Fed to cut. But the Fed's very stubborn, and until their 2% inflation rate is hits a 12-month basis, they're going to be slow to cut. And based on the current pace of inflation, that may not happen till June. So we want to see some extraordinary inflation data come out to coax the Fed to cut sooner. They've already signaled they'll probably be cutting the second quarter, and we would sure like them to do it maybe in March instead of April. So let's just hope we get some good inflation data. Otherwise, earnings are good. The other thing that's suppressing things is the weather. That Arctic blast that's hitting much of the country is really causing commerce to slow down, because let's face it, it's kind of scary to drive when it's icy, and not everybody has the best tires. I have a home out in the Mountain West, and I put on snow tires and four-wheel drive cars, and even I can slide. So it's very dangerous out there, so stay safe. But that is also impacting commerce just a tad, okay? So that's it. Celine Avalier. I'll at the PPI Significant tomorrow. I'll update the podcast for you tomorrow. And otherwise, we'll be talking to you during fast market conditions in the upcoming weeks. Take care, everybody. Louis Navalier.